You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is time for a Set Apart to Serve conversation. Today, we're going to talk about supporting students in their formation, particularly students at seminary in their formation to become a pastor or a deaconess. We're going to learn more about really unique opportunity to support students or ways that students are supported while they're at seminary. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Our guest today, Deaconess Catherine Rittner. She serves as the director of the Food and Clothing Co-op at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Deaconess Rittner, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I am intrigued to learn more about how the co-op supports students at Concordia Seminary, Concordia Theological Seminary. Before we learn about that, though, we want to learn about you and how you became a part of the co-op at Concordia Theological Seminary. What led you to consider becoming director and serving in this way, serving students in this way?
Well, actually, it actually predates me becoming director. I came here as a student wife almost 20 years ago. My husband was a student and finally listened to the call that God had been chasing him after for a while. And when we moved here, we still had four kids at home. And of course, losing a salary and me being the main support, we were very blessed and fortunate to be able to utilize the co-ops. And then through the course of my time here, I've worked in a variety of different roles. And my predecessor announced that she was retiring, and I've always been the natural caregiver my entire life. I'm always the one who's there taking care of everybody else and making sure everybody has what they need. And when the opening came up, I went to my boss and I said, not that I don't love what I do, but I would really like to put my name in for consideration. And a little while later, they came back to me and said, done. And that was 8 years ago. So, but I had served previously over here for a short amount of time as the assistant director and really got to know what it is that we do and how we do it. And I love just the generosity and the support and the getting to know the students and caring for them and getting to know their families and then getting to know our donors. It's an amazing opportunity to be able to share.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about how your family was served by these co-ops when you were a family at the seminary.
So the co-ops are set up in two buildings right now. And one of them is the clothing co-op. And so sadly, when we first got here, shortly after we first got here, my father passed away unexpectedly. And so I had to condense his 3-bedroom house in Maryland into boxes and bring it to my garage here in Fort Wayne and trying to figure out what it was that I was going to do with it. So from the get-go, I was, okay, here's all my father's clothes. And he was a business guy. So, you know, there were nice suits and shirts and nothing short of the best for my dad working in the D.C. area. And so to be able to pass that on and help clothe some of my classmates and their families. I know when we first moved here, our three of our kids were still in high school. Well, one was still in elementary school and the other two were in high school. And they went from having to wear a uniform, khaki pants and a polo shirt to, hey, you can wear whatever you want. I didn't have enough money to buy jeans and clothes and stuff for them so that they could fit in with their classmates. So we came here and we got their school clothes here. Even to this day, if something's coming up and I need a change of clothes, I'll run upstairs and grab a shirt myself. I still get that service. it's an amazing thing. But then you take into the flip side of it, you've got the food co-op. Oh, the food co-op. Imagine not having to spend a dime for your groceries and being able to feed your family each week if you plan it out right.
Wow.
That's awesome. Our donors are, oh my goodness. Our donors are absolutely amazing. From the local farmers who donate hogs. I get a phone call from a gentleman and he'll tell me, I'm sending in hogs next week. Okay, how many do I need to plan for? Oh, I don't know, 6, 8.
Wow.
Great. So to be able to have that fresh meat, freshly processed farm to table stuff, and not to have to go and spend, especially if you look at the economy right now, I mean, yes, the prices are coming back down, but to be able to put pork chops on the table or have ground sausage for spaghetti, another donor will donate a steer and you've got the fresh ground beef, or, hey, you know, it's a nice night, let's grill some steaks. And to have that opportunity to be able to do that as well is just absolutely amazing.
You mentioned earlier when your family came to seminary, you were down to, you had one income during that time. What are some of the anxieties or challenges and that students and their families face when coming to seminary?
That's the best part. It's funny. We had a couple of prospective students visit last week and they meet together as a group. We talk together as a group. And I look at them and go, okay, who are my students? And these guys all raise their hands and I'll look at them and go, good. Now I'm going to ignore you and I focus in on the wives. Because when you look at them, I look at the eyes. That's where you see the terror and the fear and the anxiety. How are we going to do this? We were a family of 7 when we moved here. And we pulled it off. And you know, God tells us, do not be anxious. I will provide. And he does every single step of the way. You know, I have students that'll come to me and go, I'm looking for a piano. Okay. 2 days later, I'll get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, I have a piano that I want to get rid of. They just have to move it. Done. And I get with the student and say, hey, found your piano. Go get it. It's amazing. It never ceases to, I don't want to say amaze, but it does. It amazes one every day. With the group that came through last week, I had one wife who sat back and stayed with me for a little while. And we sat and talked for an hour and a half. And the fear was there. Questions were there. But being able to talk to somebody who's been through it and survived it and still does it every day, that's the best part of it all, is being able to say, you can do this. You can survive.
What other stories do you have from families about ways that the co-ops or just the seminary community has been able to provide for their needs while they're there?
Well, one of my favorite things is when families have babies. In the last 2 weeks, we've had 6 babies arrive to 6 different families on campus. We had, it's summer Greek time. Mm-hmm. So we've got lots of comings and goings and we've got larger families coming in. I've got second year families that are coming with 5 and 6 kids. And those families are the best because, you know, they come walking in here and it's always Tuesday day. Tuesday is food co-op shopping day. So our students shop every Tuesday for their groceries on every week on Tuesday. But then after that, you come over here to the clothing co-op and the kids come in and go, I get a new book. I get a new game. Ooh, I get my school supplies next week. We just finished putting together backpacks for the kids that are going to school. And they're stuffed with crayons and markers and colored pencils and pens and, you know, minimal stuff, but it's stuff that they don't have to get. But the babies, I put together a paper box full of a handmade quilt that's donated and sent to me from across the country. Brand new clothes, still with the tags on them. And each baby gets their own box. It's something that I put together specifically for them to say, welcome to the family. We're here for you. And then as the babies grow, we have an entire room in the clothing co-op, nothing but infants. So our clothing co-op takes care of the entire family from newborn to mom and dad. I have 18 rooms of chaos is a great way to describe it because I'm in a dorm building. And so I have an entire room of women's pants and shorts and capris and another entire room of women's dresses. And sorry, guys, but you guys only get 3 rooms and that's where your pants and your suits and your t-shirts and stuff are at. But we also have clerical shirts and alms. So, and winter wear. You know, you move here from Florida. It's a little cold here in the wintertime. So I came here from Florida originally with a temporary stop in Ohio. But I spent 30 years in Florida. And so when I tell these people as they're coming through, don't buy your winter stuff down south. It's not going to do you any good. Wait until you get here. And they do. But they... It never fails, you know. And then I've got an entire another room of houseware items. So blenders, coffee makers, dishes, silverware, knickknacks. You know, some of these students, when they come here, they're single. And then they get engaged and they get married. And now they have to figure out, how are we going to put stuff into this apartment to start our new life? And we have that. We have amazing donors who provide furniture as well.
So students are certainly supported in with lots of things that they might need or would use, particularly for this earthly life. We're going to talk more about the food and clothing co-ops at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne in just a moment with Deaconess Catherine Rittner. We'll continue the conversation on the Coffee Hour in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Deaconess Catherine Rittner. She's director of the Food and Clothing Co-ops at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, learning about the ways that students are supported through these co-ops and the many things that are available through them. T- Walk us through, you mentioned grocery shopping day for the students in the co-op is Tuesday. What kinds of things will they find in the food co-op?
Have you ever walked into the grocery store? Really, realistically, we are a little mom and pop grocery store. I have shelves that are filled with canned goods, baby food, juice. You know, I love to tell students, especially when they're arriving or when they're thinking about coming, if you have a two-year-old that loves macaroni and cheese and pork chops, you're going to be eating a lot of macaroni and cheese and pork chops. But breakfast, you know, cereal. Somebody has a birthday coming up at the end of the week. Hey, we've got your cake mix and frosting. We've got birthday candles. We are able to... I'd love to say we're a very, very small version of Walmart, except for you don't pay anything for it. We cover everything from personal hygiene and laundry to trash bags and diapers and wipes. And yeah, I mentioned earlier, in the last two weeks, we've had seven babies born. We have their diapers. We go through on average about 12,000 diapers every 6 weeks. Well, we buy in bulk, repackage it, and they take what they need. You know, one package per baby per week, or per child per week. We've got laundry pods. We provide laundry detergent for our dorm students as well. Oh my goodness. The hardest things to keep on the shelves are anything canned tomatoes. Spaghetti sauce, diced tomatoes, tomato paste, cannot keep it on the shelves. As winter comes along in fall and we get into soup time, kidney beans, black beans, those things. But I mean, realistically, we are a mom and pop grocery store. We buy our produce, milk, eggs every week. And so we have it ready to go. We have it delivered on Monday and we're ready to go for shopping on Tuesday. Our assistant director is over there, and she's an amazing, wonderful person who I couldn't do this without her. But in all honesty, I can't do it without everybody else. I'm just the facilitator and the caretaker.
Tell us more about the partnerships you've mentioned, the donors and the people donating steers and hogs, which sounds fantastic. Tell us more about the other donors that make this possible.
School groups, churches, a big supporter of ours is the LWML districts through mission grants. Individuals, we've got a partnership with we're a member of the local food bank, and so we're able to buy from them at a reduced rate, Panera Bread. We get Panera Bread every week for free. And so we could have two shopping carts full. We could have six shopping carts full. It just depends from week to week. And the overage, if we know that we're not going to be able to go through it in that week, then we'll throw it into the walk-in freezer and have it ready for the next week. Or if there's coffee, cakes, and things like that, we'll actually take it to the student commons for coffee hour because we get some of their cookies and all those sinful things that are really, really good that I... Oh, yes. We... Breakbush Chicken has been a long-time donor. And so we've been talking with them and trying to get a donation from them started back up again. You know, COVID did a lot. COVID did a doozy to everything. So we're still working on coming back online and getting everything back, even 5 years later.
You've shared, you know, a few stories with us of how the co-ops have made a difference for you and for other families. Any other stories of how you've seen the co-op make a difference for a family that's really stood out for you?
Our international families. We have a current student and his family who are here from Australia, and he's in the second year of the MDiv program. And so I've seen the difference that we've been able to make. You know, climate-wise, Australia is different than here. And we've talked at length about that. The student and I have talked at length about that a couple of times. And the kids love the winter. They don't want to go back. But they love the fact that they can get outside and play in the snow. And so they're getting their snow gear from here and things like that. I think the biggest difference that we were able to make, and I don't want to go back to the past, I don't want to go back to that time frame, but was during COVID. Mm-hmm. When the world stopped abruptly, I had 76 families here that needed their groceries. So in a matter of just a 30-minute conversation, we had a plan in place, and 6 days later we started our drive-through service, and my crew and I would put together insulated bags filled with meat and a box with whatever cans and box meals and things like that I had on the shelves, paper towels, toilet paper, diapers for the kids that needed them. So they would let me know, hey, this, you know, Amy has gone from a size 3 to a size 4 diaper. Can we make that change? And we'd make that change and put it into a bag. We'd still buying fresh produce, milk and eggs. And so we made sure that they had what they needed. And then during that time too, if any of the families ended up not being able to come, I would drop it off. I would message them and say, I'm pulling into your driveway, or I pulled into your driveway. Your stuff is outside the door. I'd go back, get in my car, and wait until somebody came out and got it, wave at them, and then take off and leave. But that became the field trip for the kids. They knew when it was co-op day, because everybody got to jump in the van and go, and they would just line up around the corner.
It sounds like the co-op has been a blessing for many families through a lot of different circumstances. What is the outlook for the future of the food and clothing banks?
Oh, that's exciting. We are getting ready to build a new co-op.
Wow.
One location, one building, one level. I cannot wait. It'll be amazing to have my department all in one location. We are still in the planning phases. I believe the plan is break ground next summer, I believe. I don't have the definite date on that. And you know, considering we started 50 years ago next year in the basement of a student's family, when we moved back to Fort Wayne from Springfield, we started in 1976 with a couple of boards and cinder blocks, and it was a dozen eggs and whatever canned items had been donated. Each church or each LWML group in Fort Wayne would take a different week and would collect food and donate it. And then it moved onto campus in 1979. And currently we are in our third location, I believe, based on what I've been able to find through the historical documents. It will be an amazing thing to have my entire department in one location and not to have to worry when mom and dad come in to do their clothing shopping here at the co-op and hearing a little one miss a step. And that scream of pain. As a mother, as a grandmother, I hear that and I'm out the door trying to find out who it is that's hurt, because it's just so terrifying. So to be able to have that all on one level, oh, I can't wait for that day. It is going to be such an amazing, amazing thing that we're going to have. So, yeah, I'm super, super excited. A little bit more space, more functional, more state of the art, considering, you know, we have 14 freezers. 12 of them are chest freezers.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost two in the last 3 months. Oh, so wow. We're starting to reach the end of their life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to offer that and to be able to help out is...
What does that mean for students at Concordia Theological Seminary? What does that enable them to do?
Less time spent, one-stop shop, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. Instead of having to meander through a back hallway to get to the food co-op or traversing stairs, you know, considering basically it's 5 levels over here at the clothing co-op and it's 18 rooms and not being able to being crammed into a 13 by 13 room. And if you picture that and have 2 racks on each wall and then a rack or two in the middle of the room to house everything, just to be able to spread out mm-hmm. and have that opportunity to continue to care, to continue to provide what it is that they need. I guess the best part about all of it and what people don't realize is it costs the students nothing. They don't pay for their clothing. They don't pay for their food. The only thing that they actually have to do is give me a little bit of time. And the time is their way of saying thank you to the donor for caring, as well as writing thank you notes.
Our guest today, Deaconess Catherine Rittner. She serves as director of the Food and Clothing Co-ops at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today and sharing the story.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.